Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the very last two words of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we'll continue in our discussion of various very, very interesting dinim of Kibud Ovaim. So we begin, Ibai Luhu, they ask in the Beis Medrash the following shiur, we turn to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Mishel Mi, we said yesterday that one of the obligations that a son has to do for the father is to be both Machnes U'motzi, he has to be Lovesh U'machase, and he has to be Machal Umashke. So he has to do all of these six things for the parent, but who has to pay for it? Yes, the son is responsible for doing it, but does it come out of the father's salary, or does it come out of the son's salary? In other words, who pays for it? As Rashi says, Mishel mi ma'achilo umashkeyu umechabdu. All of the six things that we said, who has to actually pay for them? The father or the son? So the Gemara says, Rehuda Amar Mishel Bein, Rav Nosav Bar Hoshaya Amar Mishel Av. It's a machlokes. Rav Yehuda says, it's from the son. You have that additional financial burden in addition to doing those things, you have to pay for them. Whereas Rav Nosav Bar Hoshaya says, yes, you have to do them. However, it does come out of your father's pocket. Now, Orule Rabbanon Rav Yirmiyah. So the rabbis paskin to Rav Yirmiyah, and others say it was to Rav Yirmiyah's son. Amle Lebreid Rav Yirmiyah, the Kiman the Omer. It goes like the opinion of Rav Nosson Bar Roshaya, the Omer Mishel Ov. That in fact, the father financially has to pay for all of these six things that the son has to do, not that the son has to take out of his own pocket. However, Aloch Lemaisa, certainly if the son can afford it and the father cannot, so then the son should pay for it out of his own pocket, albeit you can't force him to do so if the father has the money. Okay, Meisvei, they question this psak halacha that it comes Mishel Av from the following brisa. Nemar, the pasuk says, Kabeidus Avich Vesimecha, the famous pasuk in the Aseret Dibros, you have to go and honor your mother and your father. And it also says, the Nemar, Kabeid Es Hashem Mehonecha, you have to go, from Mishle, it tells us that you have to go and honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Mehonecha, from your properties, from all of the good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. Now, Ma'ala Halam B'chisaron Kis, just like you have to pay money to honor Hashem, so too, Avkan B'chisaron Kis. We compared the two, we did that yesterday, and we said that the kibud of Aim is like the kibud for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the kibud for HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes financial responsibility, so too, the financial responsibilities are there to be mechabed your mother and your father. Kasha, how can you say we paskal like we know some Baruch Shai that says it's Mishel Av? Because, if in fact, the Amis Bishalav, if you say, like Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya, and like we paskind to Rav Yirmiyah or to Rav Yirmiyah's son, that that's the halacha l'maisa, so then, my nafka lemina. So why is this brisa telling us that it has to come, the comparison, just like you have to honor a Kodesh Baruch Hu with your pocket, you have to honor your parents from your pocket. But that's not true, according to them. So the Gemara says, no, levitum malacha, there still is a financial responsibility. Even if your father's picking up the tab, your mother's picking up the tab, nevertheless, you have to take off from work to do all those things. They don't have to reimburse you for the time. Remember, Rosh Hashanah once was asked this question in the Shia. Somebody said, well, if you have to travel to them, are you allowed to charge them the plane ticket or things like that in order to pay for your travel expenses? And Rosh Hashanah said, no, you can walk. You're not obligated to take the plane. You're not obligated to take the car. You can walk. There is no expense. No, you want to take a plane. You want to take a car. So then that comes out of your own pocket. So that's the similar idea. Levitul Malacha. The fact that you're going to have to take off from work to go do those things for your parents. So then that comes out of your own pocket. And that's what the Brice is saying. Just like you have to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your pocket, so too you have to honor your parents from your pocket. Even if you're paskin, that the financial responsibilities, as Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya said, are Mishel Av. Try again, Toshma, another brayse that it says, Beis Achim, if you have two brothers, so they are together in something, but they're not totally together, it's not a single status, they are like partners, or Shtei Shutvim, or if you have two partners, or if you have a father and a son, Ha'av U'Beno, or you have a Rabbi Talmido, a Rebbe, and the Talmud. Now, all these are very loving relationships, and in this situation, nevertheless, Podin Zeluzeh Maisa Sheni. As Rashi points out over here, you can go and redeem the Maisa Sheni for the other person. The son can redeem the Maisa Sheni for the father, or vice versa, without having to pay the additional Chomish. You might have thought, when a person redeems his own Maisa Sheni, he has to add on the Chomish, which is the fifth from the outside, which is a fourth from the inside. So let's say it's $100, as we've always said. So then you have to pay $25, which is a fourth. 25 of 100 is a fourth from the inside, but it's 25 of 125. It's called the Chomish, a fifth from the outside. In any event, you might have thought that only the person himself has to go and redeem that, but somebody who is like that person would also have to pay the Chomesh. So this comes to teach us, no, that even though the father and son are very close, even though the Rebbe and the Talmud are very close, two Shutvim are very close, nevertheless, they can each be pulled to the Maisa Sheni of the other one without having to go and pay the Chomesh. Just like any other person, if they redeem my Maisa Sheni, they don't have to pay the Chomesh, they just pay the Karen, the value of it, and then the produce goes to Chulin, and the money becomes the status of Maisa Sheni. And likewise, Umachilin Zelazem, Maisa Ani. Now, in the third and sixth year, you don't take off Maisa Sheni, you take off Maisa Ani, and that's distributed to the poor people. So let's say somebody's father is poor. So they say, listen, hey, instead of me supporting you myself, I will go and support my father with my Sir'ani funds. Now, if you're going to tell me, V'amris Mishal Bain, that if the financial responsibility is from the son, how can he do that? He's basically taking the Anim's money, the Maiser Ani money, and using it to go pay off his own bills if he was supposed to support his father. Oh, let's learn from here that it's actually Mishal Av. And therefore, you can give your Maiser Ani money because you're not responsible to support your father. That comes from him. And therefore, you could give him Maiser Ani because he's an Ani, so then you could give it to him. So he says, no, Lo Tzricha. This isn't the proof because you could say that this is lahadofa. So your father needs just to get by, he needs $100 a week. However, he wants to have steak. He wants to have nice things. Oh, so there, you're obligated, Mishal Bain, just like Rav Yehuda said, to go and support your father. But that's only the $100 a week. New, you want to give him steak, you want to give him all sorts of extra, that you could give him from Maiser Ani funds. So we don't have a riot from this brisa, again, to the opinion of Rav Yehuda, it's Mishal Bain, or to the opinion of Rav Nosson Bar Hushaya, that says Mishal Av. But Gemara still questions this and says, Ihachi, if this is true, then, Hainu Diktani Allah. So, why did they say about this Braisa that Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tovo Me'era, it should come a curse on somebody, Lamisha Michaelis, Aviv Maiserani. Somebody who goes and gives his father Maiserani, a curse should come upon such a person that he doesn't take out of his own pocket and he takes his Maiser funds, his Maiserani funds, and gives them to his father. Now, if you're telling me, Vila Hadafa, it's you're paying for his normal expenses and you're just taking the extra, the Hadafa, the ability to give him steak and all sorts of fancier things, so that my nafkamina, why should a curse come upon such a person? So Gemara says, no, even there, Afilu Hachi, Zila Be'milsa is very degrading that you're taking Maiser Ani funds to take care of your father, even if you're already paying the minimum, you should pay the extra too and not take it from the Aniyim and not take it from Maiser Ani funds. So therefore, this could go even according to the opinion that it's Mishal Bain. Nevertheless, even the Hadafa should still be Mishal Bain and not from Maiser Ani funds. Try again. Toshma Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer. The Esrabi Eliezer, the following Shaila, Ad Hechon Kibud Av Aim. How far do we have to go in honoring our parents? To what extent? So Amal Hems, Rabbi Eliezer responded back to Talmidim and he said, Kidei, so much so, Shiyitol Arnoki, if your father were to take a wallet, a purse, the Yizrikenu Liyam, Befanav, and he would throw it into the Yam right in front of your eyes, Venu Machlimu, and you don't get upset with him and you don't get angry with him. Now, why, if you say, if it's your father that has to support himself, so he's not taking your money, it's his money, my nafkalemina, so why then is there a nafkamina over here? Why should this be a riot one way or the other? Oh, it must be Spil Mishal Bain, and he's taking your wallet and throwing it into the Yam. Now, how's he allowed to do that in general? Because for whatever the reason, he's getting pleasure in this, and therefore it's not a problem of Baal Tashlis. Because normally he wouldn't be allowed to go destroy something, but for whatever the reason, he gets pleasure out of throwing that into the Yam. And therefore, he technically is not over Baal Tashlis for doing so. However, you have the problem over here that if you're saying that the person's a tzaddik, that he didn't go and embarrass his father, you're doing Kibbutz of Aim, but if it comes from your father, so then my nafkamina. So what's the big deal? It's his money. He can do whatever he wants. So Gemara says, no, because we're dealing over here. But Roy Liarsho, he's dealing with this, let's say it's the only son. So he's going to inherit the father's estate. If the father's throwing the estate into the Yam, so that's going to get the son upset. And therefore, that's why if you do that and you don't get upset, that's your keyword of aim. So it's talking about Roy Liarsho, that money you're expecting to be yours someday, soon or not so soon. But in any event, that's why if you don't get upset, that's your keyword of aim. And this is in accord with what was said, what Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. The Rav Huna once wanted to test his son. So Kara Shiroi B'Anfei Rabba Bere, so he ripped his silken garments in front of his son, and Amar, and he did this as a test. He says, Ezel Echsi, let me go and see, Irasach Ilarasach, let me see if my son can control himself. He expects to get my silk garments, he expects to inherit me, let's see if he can control himself. When I ripped them, and again, it's not Baal Tashlis, he was doing this for a purpose, so let's see what happens to my son, does he or does he not get upset. Now, if again you're going to say over here that this belongs to the father, so then why should the son get upset? So if you're telling me Baroy Liarsho, so that's the answer here. So then maybe Vidilma Rosach, so maybe the son is going to get angry because he's Roy Liarsho, and then the father in this situation, Rav Huna, will have caused Rabba to get angry. V'kavar alifnei evil osi temirshol, and he's going to cause his son to be over getting angry, which you're not supposed to do. And therefore, the father now would be over a sin of lifnei evil. So Gemara says, no, because demacholeli kare. Because Rav Huna said, if he gets angry at me, I meichel him. So if he yells at me and says, what are you doing? Are you crazy? So I meichel him. And Tosus points out that you still have to have a problem over here because the son doesn't know that he was meichel him. Rabba doesn't know that. So this is analogous to the person who thinks he's eating treif for chazir and instead he ate kosher meat. He thought he was buying treif for meat. It turns out it has a great hashgach on it. So he thinks he's eating treif. So in that person, Tosus says, in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tzarech Mechila Kapara. He thought he was doing something wrong, so he needs Mechila Kapara. So Tosa says an amazing thing over here. Rav Huna told his son, I'm going to be testing you, and therefore, I'm going to be Moichel you if you do something, and therefore, this is a test to see. He knows he's going to be Moichel, but does he get mad or not? So that's the scenario that we're talking about. Ayimor says, what about Baltashlis? I've already alluded to this. All called by Mishum Baltashlis. So what God says, the offer lay bipum biyone, that he didn't rip it in a way that it was irreparable. He ripped it along the seam. He ripped it along the hem, Rashi says. That's what pum biyone means. And therefore, in this situation, there is no permanent damage. It can easily be sewed up. Rashi says, b'mokol matfira, he did it along the seam. She'eino nechsar midam, if it's not going to decrease its value at all, he can just sew it right back up. Kagom bishulav, like the hem at the bottom. And therefore, there was no real baltashkes here anyway. Although, as Tosus had pointed out, if a person is doing this for a particular reason, then there is no baltashkes. We have the famous Gemara in Brachos, where they broke a glass at a wedding, a crystal glass at a wedding. How are you allowed to do that? How do we break a glass at a wedding? Again, if there's a purpose to it, zeichel churban, or that people shouldn't get such lightheaded, and this will lower the mood a little bit, so then you're allowed to do this, not baltashlis. So it says, V'duma mishum hochi lo rasa, ha, now you're telling me that he ripped it on the seam. Maybe Rabbi saw this and says, okay, no harm done, and that's why he didn't get angry. So it says, no, listen to this. Rav Huna tested his son when he was already angry. The other lebishas riskei. For whatever the reason, Rabbi got angry. And now Rav Huna is really testing his son Rabbi. Are you going to be able to control yourself even when you're angry? And therefore, since he was angry, he didn't notice how Rav Huna would rip it because he was angry. He was involved in his anger. And therefore, that is a perfect test to see if his son is able to control himself. Rav Huna wanted to make sure that his son grows up and was mechanechem correctly. So he gave him hard tests to see if he would pass them. Mark continues and says, Master le Rav Yecheskel l'Rami Brei. Rabbi Yecheskel was teaching his son Rami. He had another son, Rabbi Yehuda. So he was teaching his son Rami the following. And he said, this is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And he darshaned it and learned it in the following way. He said, Hanisrafim, if you have a person who is unfortunately over capital crime for which the punishment is Sreifa, and this guy gets mixed up in other people that are over capital crime, but they were over Niskolim, they were Chayv Skila. So we know the famous Shita of Rabbi Shimon is that Sreifa is stricter than Skila. We paskin that Skila is stricter than Sreifa. And this has a number of nafkaminis in terms of how you bury somebody, in terms of if a person's chayav both, which one do you give him? You have all of these shalas that come up. In any event, this person who was chayav Sreifa, the smaller number, i.e. one person, got mixed up in a large number of people that were chayav Skila. So what do you do in this situation? So Rabbi Yecheskel taught his son Rami that Rabbi Shimon would say in this situation, Omer, you don't know b'skila. You have to give them all Skila because the one who was chayav the higher level punishment, Sreifa, he can't get it because then we don't know who he is. So then everybody would have to get Sreifa, and it's not fair to punish the people who deserve the, quote, lower level Mises based in Skila rather than giving them all Sreifa. So therefore, you don't know b'skila shas Sreifa chamur. And don't give Sreifa in this situation because that's stricter. But his son questioned him. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda Brei, the other son, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Ches was teaching this to Rami. And Rabbi Yehuda, the other son, said to his father, so he said, Abba, lo tisna yohachi, don't learn this Mishnah the way you did, because that doesn't give us any chiddush. My ear, you're Sreifa Chamura. Why are you telling me that this is a riot to Rabbi Shimon, that Sreifa is stricter than Skila, and that's why you have to give Skila? Why don't we just simply say, Tebet le deruba niskalim nino, because the majority were niskalim, and therefore, if the majority are niskalim, so then in that situation, then that's why we give Skila, because a minority was mixed up in a majority, and you give, in that situation, you give the Skila, but not because Sreifa is more severe, and therefore you can't bring a raya to your shita from here. Ella, if you want to bring a raya, you have to learn the mission of the following way. Elohachi isnaya, then learn it the following way. If haniskalim, if a person was chayiv skila, got mixed up in a larger group of people that were chayiv sreifa, ben israfim. Now, the majority would say you give sreifa, which according to you is a harsher punishment. Nevertheless, you still only give skila in this situation because you can't go and give the more severe punishment to everybody because there's even one person here that was only supposed to get skila, which is a less severe punishment. Now, that's what Rabbi Yehuda told his father, Rabbi Yecheskel. But his father answered him back, Amalei, Ihachi, even according to you, we have a problem. Emasefa, keep on reading. The Mishnah then gives us the Shita of the Chachamim. That was Rabbi Shimon's opinion. V'chacham omrim, you don't be Sreifa. No, you would give Sreifa in this situation. Shaski l'chamura. They specifically state that the reason why you don't give Sreifa is not because of the majority. It's because they say specifically because Skila is more chamur, and you can't give everybody the more chamur one. Now, that clearly shows you that that's the rationale. Now, my yiri de skila chamura, if according to you, they didn't have to say that skila is more chamur over here, typically the ruban is nisrafim inu. They should have just said that the majority is nisrafim. Oh, so you see that I was right in the way that I learned it. However, Yehuda says back to his father, Amalei, no. Hasam rabbanan hu de ka'amru leil Rabbi Shimon. Here, this is the rabbanan, not saying their own shita, they're saying, even according to you, Rabbi Shimon, even according to you, they say, sreifa is more severe, you should say over here,
The karmen sreifa chamura, nevertheless, lo skil chamura. You see from here that skil is more chamura because the shravim is the majority. So then you should give them the majority, and they should get sreifa. Oh, you see over here that in fact skil is more chamura, and that's why we give sreifa and not skila. Because if you were right, then you would give sreifa over here and not skila. In any event, that was the discussion, the halachic discussion between Rabbi Cheskel and his son Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel sees this. Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. After Rav died, Rabbi Yehuda went to learn by Shmuel. Somebody Shmuel or Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel tells Rabbi Yehuda, don't talk to your father that way, shouldn't I? He calls him the sharp one, which again, most say in a very complimentary way that he's so sharp that you should know better. Others give it that he had long teeth, and that's why he called Shinna. But the more common expression is that he was the sharp one. And he said, Lo tema le levu chachi, you shouldn't speak to your father that way. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Hari show you aviv over adivrei Torah. If a person sees his father, chas v'shalom, doing something wrong, ayamalo, don't tell him, Dad, Abba, avayat adivrei Torah, you're doing something wrong, you're going against the Torah. What should you say? Al omalo, Abba, kach kosub Torah. This is the way the Torah writes it, and therefore, that's what you should know. Where it says, Kach kosub Torah. You're telling him, Tzuri komet Tzayli, you're telling him, Dad, you did something wrong. The Torah says not to do what you're doing. The Torah says otherwise. So you're going to cause him pain and suffering. That's not the way right, to talk to your father. So Gemara says the right way to tell your father that if he's doing something wrong is El Omel. You just simply say, Abba, Mikra kosub Torah kach. Here's a pasuk. Maybe you're not familiar with this pasuk. The pasuk says this. And the father, on his own actually says, will realize that he did something wrong without you directly telling him that he did something wrong. That's how far you have to go to honor your parents. Even when they're doing something wrong, you have to go correct them, but you have to correct them in a way that will not cause them any distress. In addition, elsewhere it's brought down that the proper way to speak in a situation like this to a parent or to a Rebbe that's making a mistake, so you say, didn't the Rebbe teach me? So that's another way to do it in a very respectful way, and this way you're showing that you're not chas v'shalom belittling the person, but you're demonstrating kavod to them. Okay, Gemara continues and says, Elazar ben Masya Omer, Elazar ben Yasa said, Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim, if a person's father comes and says to him, please give me a drink of water. However, he also has a mitzvah at that point in time to do, or mitzvah lasos. Rashi explains, Yesh mitzvah acheres, lefanov, that he has another mitzvah in front of him, lasos, to do, kigon, likboras hameis, o lavoya. He has to go either bury somebody or to do lavoya hameis. Well, to be malava, a person from his house that was staying by him. So here he has two competing mitzvos. So what should you do? So in this situation, Elazar ben Masya said that in this situation, a person should go va'osa es ha-mitzvah sha'ani va'abo chayav mitzvah. He should leave his father alone. Maniach ani kvot abo. He would leave his father alone in that situation, and he would in fact do that pressing mitzvah, that time-dependent mitzvah, because his father's also obligated in doing that. So therefore, it's similar to the situation we said yesterday, that if your mother and father, and they're married, both ask you to get them a cup of water, you have to go give the cup of water to your father, because your mother's also mechuyeves to give your father certain kavod. So here too, since both of you are mechuyev in this mitzvah, this pressing mitzvah, this time-dependent mitzvah, so therefore you leave the kibud av aim and you go do this pressing mitzvah. That is the opinion of Elazar ben Masya. Isa ben Yehuda disagrees. Isa ben Yehuda Omer, he says, no. If somebody else can do that mitzvah, you don't have to be the one to do it. Somebody else can do that pressing mitzvah. So then, and you go do kibud av aim. Let the other person do the mitzvah. This way the mitzvah will get done. And you can take care of the mitzvah of kibud av aim. And he should not do the mitzvah kibud av aim. How do we paskin? Omer basna halacha ki Isa ben Yehuda. We paskin like Isa ben Yehuda. It says, no. If there's someone else that can do the other mitzvah, then the mitzvah of kibud avim takes precedence. If there's nobody else that can do that other mitzvah, so then you go do the other mitzvah, but not if there's somebody else that can do that other mitzvah. Now we introduce a whole new discussion in regards to kibud avim, but also this will apply to a talmid chacham, to a nasi, and to a melech. And that is, can you be moichel on your kavod? So we've already seen that a father can be moichel on his kavod, as we had from the story with Rabba bar Rav Huna, that Rav Huna was moichel on if Rabba were to have humiliated him or tried to curse him or been upset with him, so he was Michael on his cover. So we see that the father can be Michael on the cover to his children. And in fact, that's a good idea. We mentioned in the previous year that a father shouldn't be so medactic to insist that his children stand up every time he walks in the room and that they shouldn't talk at all in front of him. You want to have a loving relationship and a back and forth relationship, so therefore, certainly a parent can be Michael on certain aspects of their cover. As my Rebbeim always told me, however, there shouldn't be a total mechila. It shouldn't be that, oh, you never have to do any of these things. No, you should have to do them, albeit not to do it in a way that's a tircha, which we'll see from Pesukim today is the correct way that everybody should be doing this. In any event, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shela, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shela said, in the name of Amar Rav Nasna, who said in the name of Amar Rav Chista, Ha'av Shemochal HaKvod, don't quote the mochal. As we've already pointed out, if a father is mochal on his kavod, so then the kavod is mochal, and the child, for example, can not have to perform certain aspects of kibud av aim that he normally would be obligated to do. If the father says it's okay, don't worry about it.
However, Harav Shemoach HaKvod, though, this opinion stated over the name of Rechista says that if a Rebbe wants to be Mochel on his Kvod, he doesn't have the right to do so, ain't Kvod the Mochel, because he is not being honored, it's the Torah that's being honored, and it's not your Torah that you can go and be Mochel on it. That is the opinion that we said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shela, in the name of Rav Mas, in the name of Rabbi Chista. However, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef Amar, no. Afilu Harav Shemochel HaKvod, Kvod the Mochel. Even a Rebbe can go be Mochel on his Kvod. Why is that? If we said it's not his Torah, it's Hashem's Torah, so how can the Rav be Mochel on that? So we bring a wonderful raya. So Rabbi Yosef says you can be a rab can be mochel on his kavod because Hashem was mochel on his kavod. Shenema Hashem olech l'pnei am yomam. Hashem went in front of us in the anan during the daytime and with the amud eish at nighttime. So it wasn't too much below Hakadosh Baruch Hu's dignity kaviyocho to go lead us. So he was quote mochel on his kavod by leading us. So too a rebbe can be mochel on his kavod as well. So that's the explanation Rabbi Yosef gives that a Rebbe is allowed to be Michael in his kavod. Rabbi doesn't like this. Amar Rabbi says, Hachi Hashta? How is that comparable? Hasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Holech L'Pnei Yomam, Bi'anon, and Avmud Eish Balayla. There, Alma Dileihu, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alma Dileihu, and therefore, V'Torah Dileihu, it's his Torah, it's his world, he can do whatever he wants. Moch Leili Kari, he can go and do whatever he wants, he owns everything. And we turn to Lamed Bey's own days. However, a Rebbe, Hacha, Torah Dilehi, is it the Rebbe's Torah? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. How do you have a right to be Michael on the covet they're giving you? They're not giving you covet as you as a person. They're giving covet to the Torah. So Rav then says, Had Amar Rav, Rav himself gave an answer, and he says, and in fact, Torah Dilehi, it is his Torah. He was Kona that Kona. That Torah. He made a kid in Torah. Dechsev, uvisorah, so, yegeh yomom v'loyla. In his Torah, he learns day and night. So therefore, Rava also agrees with Rav Yosef that Rav Shemochel HaKvodo, Kvodo Mochel, because he has the right to be Mochel on the Torah. They're giving honor to the Torah. And since it's his Torah, he has the right, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gaviyochel, it's his Torah, has the right to be Mochel on it. So too, a person has the right to be Mochel, a Rebbe has the right to be Mochel on his Kvod. Gemara still questions this and says, really, Ini? Did Rava really say that? The whole Rava himself, Mashke Bei Hilula Debrei, he one time was serving drinks at his son's wedding, the Dal Le Kasa, and he poured out a kos for some of the other Tamidi Chachamim there, the Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua. Now, these were normally Tamidim of his. So he poured out a cup for Rav Papa, he poured out a cup for Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, and Vekomami Kamei, they stood up in front of him, they still gave him kavod. Even though he was pouring a cup for them, so to say, a submissive position to them, nevertheless, they recognized he was the great Rava, and therefore they stood up for him. However, when Rava poured a cup for other great Tamidei Chachamim at the wedding, L'Rav Mari, or L'Rav Pinchas, Brei D'Rav Chista, when he poured for Rav Mari, and for Rav Pinchas, Brei D'Rav Chista, V'lo Kamo Mekamei, they did not give him any covet at all. They didn't stand up for him. They just sat there while he poured them. Now, Ikbin, Rava got a little bit upset. The Omer, and he said, Hanu Rabbanan Rabbanan, oh, you two guys, you're really Tamidei Chachamim, Rav Mari, Rav Pinchas, Brei D'Rav Chista, oh, you don't stand up because you're really Tamidei Chachamim. And the other guys, the Hanu Rabbanan, La Rabbanan, they weren't really rabbis. That were Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Brei D'Rav Yeshua, when they stood up for me, because that's because they weren't as great as you. And that's why they stood up. So, in other words, he was telling them, you should have given me a little bit of covet over here. I'm still your Rebbe. And even though I'm serving you, so what do you see from here? That even though Rava was serving them, he wasn't really Moichel on his kavod. So therefore, he was ikbit. So therefore, let us, how can you tell me that Rava says that Rav Shemochel HaKvod called him Moichel? You see that he was upset that they weren't standing up for him. And the same might happen with someone else. V'su, Rav Papa, when he made a wedding for his son, Havamashke Bei Lula, the Abba Mar Berei, when he made a wedding for his son, Abba Mar, who was his son, his name was Abba Mar, and he was his Berei, he was his son, he also did the same thing. He poured wine for other people. V'doli Le Kassel, Rav Yitzchak Brei D'Rav Yehuda, he poured for Rav Yitzchak Brei D'Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yitzchak Brei D'Rav Yehuda didn't stand up. V'lo Kam Mikamei V'ikben, he also was upset. So how can you say that Rava holds that Rav Shemochel HaKvod called him Mochel? You see that he wasn't, and you see that Rav Papa wasn't. Even though they seem to be somewhat being Moichel on their kavod, so Gemara says, no, they were Moichel on their kavod by being allowed to serve these people that weren't as great as them. However, Afilu Hachi, nevertheless, even though they were somewhat Moichel on their kavod, he during the Avid Lei Bo, they still should have had, these other Rabbanim should have stood up to them to a certain extent. Rashi points out that at least they should have moved a little bit. As Rashi says in Dibur Maskel Hidur, Lonua Ba'at, make it like you're standing up, even if you're not standing up. Ki'ilu rotz lamo mipanav, like you're going to get up, but you didn't really get up. So you see this all the time when people, as a rav walks into a room sometimes, so people, they lift up their back, they lift up their upper body, but they don't really move their behind off the seat. So at least do that, and this way,
You'll show them kavod, even though Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machu. So that is the fact. Rabba holds like Rav Yosef, and in fact, Rav Papa also held like this, that the Rav can be Machal and his kavod, as evidenced by the fact that they serve drinks to other people at their children's wedding. Amar Ravashi says, even if you want to hold like these Tamir Chachamim, like Rava, like Rav Papa, like Rav Yosef, that a Rav can be Machal on his kavod, and his kavod is Machal, nevertheless, Nasi, the president, the Nasi of Klai Yisrael, Shemachal Kvodo, and Kvodo Machal. He's representing all of Klai Yisrael. He doesn't have the right to be Machal on that kavod. That's what Ravashi said, but we question this as well. Meisvei, we question this from the following brisa. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok. These three great Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer Agodol, Rabbi Eliezer Hukinus, Rabbi Eliezer Shemudio, and his Baal Plukto from Rav Shatz, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Tzadok, the Rabbi Tzadok. Remember, we learned about in Gemara in Gittin that he fasted for 40 years and the Churban shouldn't come. So these three unbelievably great Tanoim, Shayu Misubin, Bebeis Hamishta, Beno, Shal Rabbi Gamliel, they all went to the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. They were Misubin, they were reclining, we say on Pesach night, Kulonu Misubin, because that's the way they normally would eat. And we imagine ourselves being rich, fancy, royal people like they were. In any event, these three great Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Tzadok, were sitting down at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And nevertheless, why Rabbi Gamliel, Omeid Umashkalan, and Rabbi Gamliel, in his happiness to marry off his son, so he would serve drinks to people, again, which is normally below his kavod. And what do you see? First, Nosan HaKos to Rabbi Eliezer. He gave the kos to Rabbi Eliezer. However, he wouldn't take it from him, alone at Tolo. But Nisan of Rabbi Yeshua, he gave it to Rabbi Yeshua and Chananya, the Kibilo, and he did take it from him. So Rabbi Eliezer was surprised. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Maze Yeshua, they were Bali Pluk, they were best friends. So he said to him, Nu, what are you doing over here? How could you do this to the Nasi, Rabbi Gamliel? On Yoshvim, we are sitting here, Rabbi Gamliel, Berebi. Rebbe is a lashon of Gadol Hador. It's shlita. It's the Rash Bahak. It's a very, very positive type of a statement. Rashi says, you say this for an Adam Gadol. Rashi in Dibur Maskil, Rebbe says, Rabbi Gamliel, Rebbe, Kolomer, Adam Gadol. The king Kach Kol Rebbe Shemugbar. This is a lashon of shlita that you say a very, very positive thing about a person. So he says, the great Rabbi Gamliel, Rebbe, shlita, Omeid Umashkel Leino. He's standing up and serving us, and we should allow that? No, the Nasi can't be Michael in his covered. So what does Rishu respond? Amalei, Rishu says back to Eliezer, no, Matzino Gadol Mimenu Shishimesh. We find even somebody greater than Rabbi Gamliel, who was Omeid Umashke. And who is that? Matzino Gadol Mimenu Shishimesh? This is Avram Gadol Mimenu Shishimesh. Some have this in parentheses, like we do in our Girsa, and therefore some are encouraged. But in any event, it means over here, there was such a person, Avram Avinu, Avram Gadol Hadariya. He certainly was the Gadol Hador, and nevertheless, it says about him, Chosubo, V'omeid Aliyem. He stood over the three Malachim who came to visit him. Now, Avram Avinu didn't know they were Malachim, as the Gemara will say in a second, and he served them. V'omeid Aliyem, Tachos Eis, Vayuchelu. So he was their Shamish. So he was the Gadol Hador. He was Moichel on his covers. He was like the Nasi, Moichel on his covers. I can tell me he thought they were Malachim. Mishem Atomru, Kamalachi Ashoris, Ninrulo, that he knew they were Malachim. And that's why he stood up for them and that's why he served them. So that can't be. Lo Nidmu, Lo Eliarvim. They didn't appear to him other than as Arvim, as Arabs, because Rashi points out he went and made them wash the feet. He says, Rachatzu esraglechem vishanu tachas eitz, and that was because they used to worship the avak ragleim. They used to worship the dust on their feet. Crazy as it sounds, shomalhem rachatzu ragleim sharavim mishtachavim laavak shuragleim. They would worship the dust on their feet, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us. And if it was choshed that they were really arvim, they would go bring avodah zarah and worship it in his house. So he told them, go wash your feet, get the dust off. So therefore, if Avraham Avinu could go serve some plain Arabs, va'anu lo yeh Rabbi Gamliel beribi omeid umashkalenu. So certainly Rabbi Gamliel, the great Rabbi Gamliel, he calls him beribi omeid umashkalenu. Some of you may be thinking that you remember that there was ketata, there was a little bit of an incident three times coming up in Rosh Hashanah. One of the times was a famous machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Yeshua in terms of when Yom Kippur was. So therefore, the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, he accepted certain testimony from the Edom that Rabbi Yeshua said, how could that possibly be? It's impossible for that to be. So the Edom must be false. And that Rabbi Gamliel accepted it. So he said, no, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is tomorrow. And therefore, he held the Yom Kippur would be a day different than Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel tells him, no, I'm the Nasi. You got to come to me on the day that you say Yom Kippur with your wallet and with your stick and with your bag. And in fact, Rabbi Yeshua came to him. So you might think that maybe Rabbi Yeshua accepted this from him because he wasn't thinking highly of Rabbi Gamliel. So that's why I point out this on my own, that it says over here, he called him Rabbi Gamliel Baribi. He called him Gadol HaDor. He called him a great person. So don't think for a second that Yeshua accepted this only because he didn't hold highly from Rabbi Gamliel. He in fact did, because he was subservient to him as the Nasi. In any event, Yeshua did allow him, because Avraham Avinu served, so too Rabbi Gamliel could serve them. Now, the third person there, Rabbi Tzadok, I'm only Rabbi Tzadok, Admas Hayatem Anichim Kvodu Shemakom. You guys are talking about the cover just of the Nasi, and you're forgetting about the cover of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'katem Oskim B'chol V'riyas. You're dealing with human cover. Can he be Moichel? Can he not be Moichel? HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel on his cover all the time, so to say, to serve us. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Meishiv Ruchos. He goes and, quote, lowers himself to bring the winds for us. Umal Nasim, he brings the clouds up for us. Umarid Mati brings down the rain. Umatzmiach Adama, he makes the ground sprout with all the different fruits and vegetables. V'orech Shulchal Avnei Kolach V'yechad, and he takes care of Pesach Zedechom, and Gliel Lul Chayr Etzon. So he does all of this for us. V'anu Lo Yehei Rabbi Gamliel B'Rebbe, Omei Namashka Leidu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol can go and trouble himself to go and serve us, so then Rabbi Gamliel, if he wishes to, is allowed to go and serve us as well. In other words, Nasi Shemoch Al Kvodo. Kvodo Mahu. Now, Gemara therefore says, then what did Ravashi say? Ravashi seemed to say that Nasi Shemoch LaKvodo ain't Kvodo Mahu, but we just proved that, in fact, that's not true. And Nasi can't be Mahu on his cover. So if you're going to tell me Ravashi said something, Eli Yitmar, Hochi Yitmar. If Ravashi said something, this is what he said. Amar Ravashi said, Afilu Laman the Omer, Nasi Shemoch LaKvodo, Kvodo Mahu. Even according to these opinions of Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Tzadok that said that a Nasi can be Mahu on his cover, even though a Nasi can be Mochel on his cover, I feel around the army, Nasi, Shemochel Kvodo, Kvodo Mochel, nevertheless, Melech Shemochel Kvodo, Ain Kvodo Mochel. King is different. Why? Because the king is not himself. It's not his Torah that he learned. It's not an elected position. It's a position from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemar, Som Tosim Olech HaMelech. You must have a Melech that you're in awe of. Som Tosim Olech HaMelech. You have to have the Emas HaMelech on you, and therefore he is not allowed to go. It's not his kingship to go and say, I'm Moichel on it. A Melech cannot be Moichel on his Kavod. Shetei Emoso Olech all the time. Som Tosim Olech HaMelech. You have to have the aim of the king upon you all the time. And he can't be moichel on it. So even if you say that an Asi is allowed to, then nevertheless, a melech cannot. Now the obvious question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. And the answer that the Mefarshim give is that he's the melech of everything. And therefore, as we pointed out before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to worry about being moichel on his covenant. Everything is his. However, a melech, boss of Adam, a human king, he's only a king because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Som tesim alecha melech. And therefore, the king doesn't have the right to renounce his kingship. Okay. Now we're going to darshan further the following pasuk. Bipnei seva takum, v'yodarta pnei zokein, v'yoreisam elokecha, ani Hashem. And this also teaches us about other things that we can or cannot be meichel on in terms of being mechabit certain people. So there is a din that you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Where do we get this from? So Tana Rabbanan, we're in the following brisa. Bipnei seva takum, you have to stand up for a seva. And then the pasuk tells us afterwards, v'yodarta pnei zokein, implying that seva and zokein are two different things. So we learn now from here that a seva really means a Talmud Chacham. Now we'll see there's a machlokus over here. Does it mean only an older Talmud Chacham, or does it mean even a younger Talmud Chacham? So for right now, we'll understand that the Tanna Kamma holds it's only for an older Talmud Chacham. So mipnei seva takum yochol afilu mizokein mipnei zokein ashmoi. You might think it's not the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham; it's the fact that he's an older person, because it says v'adarta bnei zokein, and maybe it means just a regular zokein that you have to stand up for, even if he's a zokein ashmoi. What does zokein ashmoi mean? So Rashi says in Dibur Maskil zokein ashmoi. Asham, he's held liable. He's a Rasha of Am Aretz. He's a bad person. So you might think, well, even though he's a bad person, but he's an older bad person, he's above a certain age. Some say it's 60, some say it's 70, and I have to stand up for him. Talmud Omer, the pasuk tells us, no, tells us Zokin. It has to be somebody who's Zeh Shekana Chochma. Vein Zokin El Chocham. This Zokin is, by definition, according to the Tanna Kamma, an older person who is also Talmud Chocham. As based upon the pasuk that we know, the Shenema, Esuli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. I want you to go get me 70 men, Tamidei Chachamim, who are the Zikne Klai Yisrael. So therefore, they have both properties over here. They are both physically older, and they also, Zeh Shekana Chachma, they have, in fact, acquired Chachma. On the other hand, that's the Tanna Kamma's opinion, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Omer, no. Ein Zokin Elami Shekana Chachma. He says, no, it has nothing to do with being an older person. It has to do with who is Kana Chachma. So if a person is a Zokin, he's Kana Chachma, even as we'll see, if he's a younger person, you have to stand up for him. You have to go give him kavod. And this is based upon the fact that it's called Zokin, which has the concept of a kinyan in it. Shenema, Hashem Konani Reishis Darko. Hashem has acquired me at the beginning of the Derech, And that's talking about Chachma. So therefore, the Zakein over here is somebody who has acquired Chachma. Now, Yocho Yamo Mipana Mimachim Racho, continuing in the discussion of this pasuk, you might think that you have to stand up for him as soon as you see him in a distance. So the pasuk says, no, Tamalomer, Tokum Vyodarta. Again, we apply the word Tokum Vyodarta, even though they're not really the same clause, Ibnei Seva Tokum, Kama, Vyodarta, Ibnei Zakein. So we run them together and say, Tokum Vyodarta, teaching us that it has to be a type of kima that is a type of hadar. Lo amarti kima, I only told you to stand up, el b'mokum sheish hidar, that it should be recognizable that you're standing up for him. So if he's a half a mile away and I see him and I stand up, nobody knows that I'm standing up for that person. So it's only when you come within the dalet amos of the person, that's when that person now has to stand up, because now he's within the dalet amos and everybody sees, oh, I'm standing up to give him kabod, to give him hadar, and therefore that's only tokum when it's going to be a kima of hadarta. Okay. Mark continues and says, Yochol Yahadrenu Bimamon. You might think that it's more than just standing up. Maybe I gotta give him $10 every time I see him, I gotta give him money. Talmud Lomar, so the pasuk said, no, Tokum Vyodarta, you stand up and you give him honor. So just like standing up doesn't cost you anything, Makimo Shein Bo Chisaron Kis, standing up doesn't cost you any money, so too the Hidur that we're dealing with, Af Hidur, Shein Bo Chisaron Kis. The talking here that the honoring that you're giving is just a non-financial type of honoring. Albeit, it does bring down that when a person gives presents to a Talmud Chacham, it's as if he's bringing Bikurim. So there are various drushes as to why that's the case. So certainly, it's a very appropriate and proper thing at times to give a great rabbi presents. But again, the pure din of Hadarta comes without any financial cost to doing the Hadar, such as standing up. Then we continue, Yochel Yamo Mipanu Mibei Tzakise Mibei Tzamechotz. I would think that I have to stand up for the Talmud Chacham in the bathroom as well, or in the bathhouse, which are not places of kavod. So therefore, again, we dash in the pasuk, Talmud Lomer, Tokum V'Yodarta, it has to be a kima that is a hadar. In other words, Lo Amarti Kima, I only told you to stand up, El B'Mokum Sheish Hidah, when it's an honor. If you're in the bathroom and you're standing up, a person's not properly clothed, that's not called kavod. So therefore, one isn't obligated to stand up for them in a bathroom or in a bathhouse. So Yocho Yatzim Einav. Now, likewise, I might think that if I see him, but if I close my eyes and I don't see him, I make believe like I don't see him, Kimish Loro, as if I didn't see him, that's okay, I don't have to stand up. So no, Talmud Lomer, keep on reading. The pasuk says, V'Da'atam Bnei Zakein, Yoreisam Elokecha Ani Hashem. So we have juxtaposed over here with the idea of Kima, we also have Yira. So what does that mean? If you saw him or not. If you really didn't see him, so God doesn't expect you to stand up for him. You didn't see him. But if you saw him and you turned away, oh, I didn't see him. You make him see him, so God knows. And therefore, Nemrabov Yoreisam Elokecha, that whenever we have the words Yoreisam Elokecha, means God knows what you did and what you didn't do. You can't fool God. You can fool all the people, but you cannot fool God. And therefore, Yoreisam Elokecha, whenever we have the words Yoreisam Elokecha, it means that you have to be honest with yourself, because God knows whether you really did see that Ani, whether you did see that chush of a person, and you just turned away and made it look like you didn't see him. Oh, I would have given him money if I'd seen him. Oh, I would have stood up if I'd seen him. God knows. Yireisam Elokecha. Fine. So that's what we have the words at the end of the pasuk. Yireisam Elokecha Ani Hashem. Okay. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Rabbi Shimon Elazar adds and he says, Omer, minayin lezaki shalei atriach. I alluded to this before. How do we know that the zakin shouldn't just walk around, the big Talmud Chacham shouldn't just walk around amongst people just as they'll stand up for him? I remember hearing a famous story, I've said this over in the past, that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, the two great Gedolei Hador from the previous generation, so at the Aguda conventions, I heard the story that they bedafka would walk into the room and make everybody stand up for them, which was so against their character. Normally they would never do this. But one said to the other, I don't know which one said to which, he said, it's kedai that our wives are here, they should see the entire Olam standing for us, so they should realize the entire, all the Mesiras Nefesh they've done to allow us to learn, to allow us to become the Gedolei Yisrael, so they should get covered to see what the cover that their husbands get. Beautiful idea. But in general, Talmud Chacham shouldn't be matriarch people. He comes in first. We had many times, we have in the Gemara, Bamei Arach Tu Yomim. To what do you attribute the fact that you live so long? So one of the answers that's given by one of the Tanoim is that he will always come early to the Beis Medrash, so nobody had to be matriach to stand up for him. Okay, so this is a very important idea. Minayin lezaki shalei atriach. He shouldn't go around and just make people stand up for him. Because again, Talmud Lomer, Zakein v'yoreisa. We have the word Zakein, Pnei Avadat Pnei Zakein. It says v'yoreisa. So therefore, that juxtaposition as well tells us, God knows what you're doing. Did you really have to go in that room, or you just like to make people have to stand up for you, and you aggrandize yourself, and you make yourself get covered? You like the fact that everybody's standing up for you. So you have to know what the reason that you went into that room is, and if it's not proper, don't be matriach to tzibur. So we had the view of the Tanna Kamma, and we had the view of Rav Yosef Galili, and now we have a third opinion. The
opinion of Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Mipnei Seva Tokum, Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. He says, even a Zokin Hashmai, anybody and all the person, you stand up for them no matter what. So again, it's a machlokus to what age this is. Some say 60, some say 70, but you're supposed to stand up for an older person, even if they're not the biggest Talmud Chacham, and even if the Zokin Hashmai, seemingly Isi ben Yehuda, disagrees with the Tanakhama, who says that Zokin Hashmai you don't have to go and stand up for. Okay, so we have these three opinions. Now we have to go back, and I already brought out the difference between the Tanakhama and Rav Yossi Galili, but it seems that both of them say you have to stand up for Talmud Chacham. So Rav Yossi Galili, how Tanakhama? How is he saying anything different than the Tanakhama? So I already answered this. Ikemenayu Yonik Mechachim. The difference between them is if he's a young Talmud Chacham. So according to the Tanakhama, Tanakhama Savar Yonik Mechachim Lo. You only have to stand up for an older Talmud Chacham. You need both Seva and Zokain. And therefore, a young Talmud Chacham, according to the Tanakhama, you don't have to stand up for. Yosef clearly saw that. No, afilu yonik v'chakim. He says no. It's a separate thing. Zeshukon chokma. So, an 18-year-old kid who is brilliant and he's a big talmud chacham. So, yeah, you're 60 years old. You got to go stand up for the 18-year-old kid. Now, my time in the Rav Yossi, where does he get this from that you have to stand up for a young Talmud Chacham? The simple understanding is mipnei seva tokum, but that mipnei zokin seems to imply you need both. So Amalach, so Yosef Lili would say, no. If you want to learn like the Tanakhama, you need both, be old and a Talmud Chacham. So then, imke nichtol rachman. Then the pasuk should have just said, mipnei seva zokein takum. And then v'yodayrta. So it should have lumped them both together from the fact that it said, mipnei seva takum. And then v'yodayrta mipnei zokein. So it made two separate statements. So we had to teach us two separate statements. Now, maishno de palginu rachman. So why did the Torah separate it? Lememar, the high love, high, that you don't need both. One is enough, either an older person, like the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda, just an older person, any older person, and even if he's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's a younger person. So, therefore, that's why the Torah wrote them in separate clauses, and that it should be both of them. So, even if it's not both, Lememin, Lahai, Lafai, Bahai, Lafai, nevertheless, you have to stand up. Shemami, not feel Yonik Rechachim. Even if he's a young Talmud Chacham, a Yonik, he's still nursing, so to say, he's a young Talmud Chacham, but he's Chacham, he's a smart guy. So therefore, you have to stand up for him. And that's the opinion of Yossi Lili versus the Tanakhama. No, why does the Tanakhama learn it this way? After all, they're two separate clauses. Why does he lump them together, the Tanakhama? He says, Mishum deboy lemisvach, Zokiv Yeresa, because we wanted to add the word Zoki next to Yeresa. But to play Zokain, the eraser, to teach us that din that we brought down before about the Zokain, he shouldn't go and be matriarch to people. No, Taka, that's a good reason. And furthermore, the Tanakhama, my time that he said that the Dafka, you need to have both an older person who's a Talmud Chacham, because he's Hakatai Tokidom or Yossi Gli. He says, if you hold like Yossi Gli, that if he be a young Talmud Chacham, so then, Imke Nichtel Rachmana, then let the Torah write and return to Lama Gimel of an Aleph, Mipnei Sevo Tokom, the Adarta. So it should have then said in this fashion, and since it didn't write it in this way, so then it's coming to teach us that it's Bedavka, both older and a Talmud Chacham, like the Tanakhama's Shita is. Okay, we're still in the middle of this sugya. We'll continue Yitzchem tomorrow. This is a good breakpoint. Everyone should have a wonderful day.